Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon and Campbell County Commissioners to host Energy Forum in Gillette on Wyoming's energy future. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon, along with the Campbell County Commissioners, will host an energy forum in Gillette titled The Cowboy State Economy, Keeping Wyoming Energy Strong. The event will take place on September 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Camplex Energy Hall. According to a press release from the governor's office, the forum will bring together key industry leaders and elected officials to discuss efforts to preserve Wyoming's energy jobs and strengthen core industries. The panel will feature Governor Gordon, Campbell County Commissioner Jim Ford, Dr. Holly Krutka of the University of Wyoming School of Energy Resources, Travis Detai from the Wyoming Mining Association, and Mike Nassie of the Energy Policy Network. The event will also include a question and answer session with community members. Governor Gordon expressed his eagerness to hear from the public and discuss strategies for protecting energy jobs, saying the Biden administration's war on domestic energy production is a threat to Wyoming, and we are responding with innovation, litigation, and common sense solution to keep Wyoming's fossil fuels competitive. This forum follows a previous town hall hosted by Governor Gordon in Gillette earlier this year, which focused on combating government overreach. Campbell County Commission Chairman Del Shellstead added, "We look forward to a respectful discussion that leads to effective action for keeping Wyoming's energy industry and economy strong." Right man arrested for aggravated assault after allegedly attacking girlfriend with knife. A 34-year-old man was arrested Friday in Wright for aggravated assault and domestic battery after allegedly attacking his girlfriend with a knife. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic incident at a home where they found a man and woman arguing inside. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the 31-year-old woman appeared relieved when she opened the door for deputies. She told them that the man had retreated to the back of the house. Deputies recognized him from previous encounters. The woman told deputies that during an argument on Thursday, the man followed her with a serrated kitchen knife, pinning her against the wall and threatened her. As she tried to escape, he cut her right arm, causing her to lose consciousness from blood loss. She required 20 stitches after being taken to the hospital. The following day, they argued again, prompting the woman to text a friend for help. Deputies noted multiple bruises on her body. The suspect, Michael A. Ickes, was arrested for aggravated assault and two counts of domestic battery. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.